guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Every once in a while, I find two stories that are a complete and exact opposites of each other. And they're always fun to read because it just kind of tells you that no one knows what the best way to navigate dating. No one knows the best way what's going on with relationships. And so in the end, pretty much the only way that you're going to know what's going on is just to not get involved at all. And so it's kind of fun to see how no one can agree on anything. So I'll jump into the story here and we'll take a look. From Indy 100, The Independent, women are happier with less attractive men, study shows. They use Kaylee Cuoco here. Cuoco? And Johnny Galecki. They actually did date in real life, too, which is interesting because if you take the glasses off him and he kind of does himself up, he's not nearly as nerdy a guy, but he's definitely, compared to her, not as attractive. They didn't last long, though, I think only a year or two. A study of 223 newly married spouses found that women are actually happier with less attractive partners. Why, might you ask? I don't know. I saved this one as a surprise. I have not read through it. The report, which looked at couples who have been married for fewer than 4 months, studied the link between a woman and a partner's attractiveness and their dieting motivations. Well, they've only been married less than 4 months, so that doesn't tell you much already, because that's the honeymoon phase, and things never last very long beyond that. As a part of the study, full-body photograph was taken of each participant and their attractiveness rated by evaluators from Southern Methodist University. They were also instructed to fill out a questionnaire which measured their motivations to diet. Now, what does this have to do with attractiveness? Published in the journal Body Image, the image results found that women who were married to conventionally attractive men were more likely to be body conscious and want to diet. In other words, I'm glad I didn't read this beforehand, because I'm getting just as surprised about it as you are. It sounds like women wanted frumpy men because if the men were attractive and in good shape, it made the women self-conscious and made them want to feel like they had to diet and get in shape to match their hubbies. So in other words, their own insecurities are their problems. Speaking to Florida State University doctoral student Tanya Reynolds, who co-wrote the study, said, "The research suggests there might be social factors playing a role in women's disordered eating. Might be helpful to identify a woman at risk of developing more extreme weight loss behaviors, which have been linked to other forms of psychological distress such as depression, anxiety, substance abuse, dissatisfaction with life. One way to help these women is for partners to be very reaffirming, reminding them, 'You're beautiful. I love you at any weight or body type.' Or perhaps focusing on the ways that they are a good romantic partner outside of attractiveness and emphasizing these strengths. I really value you because you're a kind, smart, and supportive partner." This was not the case when it came to husbands who are not as strongly motivated by their wives. The study wrote, "In contrast, men's dieting motivations were not significantly associated with their own and their partner's attractiveness." So it sounds like women, number one, did not like the fact if their husbands were athletic, or even maybe their boyfriends, athletic and attractive. It made them feel insecure and made them feel like they had to improve themselves to keep their man. How many of you men in your lives have felt like, "I tried my best to improve myself and to do right by her to make her happy"? If that's you as a guy, raise your hand. Yeah. So why is it all of a sudden a bad thing when it's the other way around? Well, a good-looking man makes the woman feel bad about herself. Thus, the guy should reassure her that she's still awesome. "You're beautiful. I love you at any weight or body type. I'm also a liar." Oh, Lord. All right, so here's the second article that I wanted to pop to. So now we've got women that say, "All right, I don't really want my partner to be unattractive, but I don't want to do anything to improve myself. Therefore, I'm happier with a less attractive man because then I don't have to try." That's this article. So what's that mean for unattractive men? It means unattractive men now, or less attractive men, maybe guys that are not in great physical shape, but good physical shape or average physical shape. Now they have a shot to date a more attractive woman, and that's good for us, right? Boom. Christian Gallian writes, why I won't date hot women anymore. And you look at him and he's not frumpy. Like, he's not super muscular, but you can tell he's got some pecs and some shoulders, so he works out a little bit. He's kind of an average looking guy in his what looks to be mid 40s. But now he's like, okay, they may want me, but I'm off hot women. When it came to dating in New York as a 30-something executive in private equity. All right, so Dan's got some scratch. That's going to help him quite a bit. Dan Rockhind had no problem snagging the city's most beautiful women. I could have anyone I wanted, said Rockhind, now 40 and Upper East Sider with a muscular build and a full head of hair. Oh, man, I guess that's a qualifier. I'm not muscular and full-headed of hair, so I don't have a chance in the Upper East Side. I met some nice people, but realistically, I went for the hottest girl you could find. He spent the better part of his 30s going on up to 3 dates a week, courting 20-something blonde models, but eventually realized that dating the prettiest young things had its drawbacks. He found them flighty, selfish, and vapid. Beautiful women who get their fair amount of attention get full of themselves, he says. Eventually, I was dreading getting dinner with them because they couldn't even carry on a conversation. Say it with me, boys. It begins with an S. Shocking. According to new research, Rochkind's idea about the cute bikini babes are correct. A multi-part study from Harvard University, University of Laverne, and Santa Clara University researchers found that beautiful people are more likely to be involved in unstable relationships. In one part, the researchers looked at the top 20 actresses on IMDb and found that they tend to have rocky marriages. In other, women were asked to judge the attractiveness of 238 men based on their high school yearbook photos from 30 years ago. The men who were judged to be the best looking had higher rates of divorce. Look, we've said this many times, and I would imagine it's true too with the really good looking guys that can go out there and have the girls fawn over them. They're going to not have to develop themselves. They don't have to have great personalities or be funny or be interesting. They can just be pretty. Same thing with the women, right? Although the problem is today that many, many more women are now, they grow up believing they've been told all their lives, you're special, you're wonderful, you're unique and beautiful in your own way, so on and so forth. And no matter what your weight is, you're powerful and brave and affirming and strong and gorgeous and so on and so forth. So now all of them think that they're pretty, and so none of them have to really develop their personalities. So I think, that's one of the reasons why even me, I'm out of the dating scene, and I think a lot of you are as well, is because the women don't seem to be interesting. They don't have any personality. You take them out to dinner, they want all the world spent on them just to spend 25 minutes doing the starfish for you. So, I think it may go both ways, but yeah, we know that this is becoming more and more of a problem. Let's go through. Let's see. Looking to avoid such a fate, Rochkind started dating a woman who isn't a bikini model, Carly Spindell, in January 2015. These two are now happily engaged. That's her right there. And she's not, okay, so she may not be a model, but she's very pretty. She's petite. So it's not like he picked up a stone. But again, remember, he's like an investment banker or something, so he's got some scratch. The two met after Spindell's mother, matchmaker Janice Spindell, scouted Rochkind. I don't know why I have so much problem with that at a gym. I gave him my card and said, I have the perfect girl for him. Successful men who are in shape have the pickings when it comes to dating, but eventually they want a woman of substance. Rochkind found that in Carly, 30, a lovely brunette who's vice president of her mother's matchmaking company and a Syracuse University graduate, Rochkind proposed to her last May in Central Park. He loves that Carly isn't like the swimsuit models he used to go for. Well, let's see. She's 30. He's 40. So again, we talk about the age difference. But he's got some scratch. Now, what happens when she gets bored of him because he's a nice guy? She's a softer beauty, someone you can take home and cuddle with. She's very elegant. And she's 5'2", so she can't be a runway model. But I think she's really beautiful. It's prettier than anyone else I've dated. Carly has no qualms about how her future husband views her compared with his exes. When men get to a certain age, they realize that it's important to meet a life partner that they can connect with. She said, looks fade. And at 30, she's got, 5-8 years. Some great-looking people say they've given up some great-looking people say they're given a bad rap unfairly. When men see beautiful women, they're more concentrated on how she looks because they want to have her, and so they don't want to go deeper and get to know her, says Isabel Giardini, a 22-year-old Italian beauty signed with major models. And that's why at the end of the date, they wonder, oh, that girl is so beautiful, but so empty. That's happened to me often, says Isabel, a woman who may is a model at 22, who's empty but beautiful. Of course it's going to happen to you. At 22, what life experiences do you have? What do you know? You know, now, I will say this much. A lot of women that I met overseas when I was traveling were exceptionally beautiful, but they also had legit degrees. They weren't like in some weird, they were like scientists and engineers and mathematicians, and they were beautiful. That is one thing I will give about Europe, is that the women just don't go for the traditional studies that you find over here all the time. Others say the stereotypes about pretty people being shallow are true, even if they're hotties themselves. From my personal experience, people who are better looking are less likely to pursue advanced degrees or play an instrument or learn other languages. Benedict Beckheld, a 37-year-old Brooklyn writer with a doctorate in philosophy and the body of an Adonis, but he's quick to note that he's not just got a great set of abs, he also plays the violin and speaks 7 languages. After dating an athletic banker with model good looks for 2 years, Sonali Chitre, 34, has sworn off hotties. He was really strict about his diet and would work out hardcore and cared more about his body than just living life, who broke up with a finance guy last October. Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, you always hear about women saying, I want someone that's successful, someone that's muscular and attractive. Okay, muscles take time in the gym. And usually if a guy has a very, I don't know if that was him up above, let me look. Yeah, that's him. All right, you don't get muscles like that without going to the gym for a couple hours a day. So if you want to date somebody with that body, you have to understand they have to go to the gym for that body. Same thing with women that say, I want a successful guy. And they look for a successful guy, they marry or date a successful guy, and then they break up with that successful guy saying, well, he was never around, he was never available, he was always at work. Well, how do you think you get to be successful? So if this guy gets up at 5 a.m., hits the gym till 7, you know, showers up, heads off to work, and then if he's got a good job and he works till 5 or 6 or 7 at night, then he comes home and maybe walks his dog and has to cook dinner, boom, it's 8:30. So, you know, he's not going to have a lot of time for dating. It's one of the reasons why I personally don't date right now, even if I could, even if I wanted to. I work on my bus all day, then I come in here and I research some videos, I put some videos together, and right now, as of now, it's 4 minutes after midnight. I still have to finish recording this one, editing it, uploading it, getting going. So by the time I'm done with that, it's 1, and then if I decide to do another one, it's 2:30. So I'm in bed by 3. I get up at 7 or 8, maybe 9, and go for a little jog or work out, work on the bus. See, I don't have time. Well, that's what happens with a lot of successful guys, and women don't like that. So again, you can't have it all. If you want a guy that's going to be available for you and he doesn't put himself too far into work and too far into his body and spend all this time at the gym and work, then you have to look for a guy that works a 9-to-5 and is in okay shape, maybe hits the gym out in the, or hits some weights out in the garage for half an hour and you're done. But again, nothing's good enough, right? They want it, but they don't want it. Let's see. They give some more down examples down here through here, but I won't read them all. But you see the point though here that, this guy says, you know, I'm kind of off the real pretty women because they don't have a lot intellectually. And if you're casually dating, a string of beautiful women is fine. But if you do want to kind of get in a serious relationship, obviously just someone that's going to be pretty isn't enough. Although women seem to think that's enough, but it's not. And the same thing goes, you know, the other way around. A really good looking guy will find plenty of women to fool around with. But unless they get, you know, unless he gets more selective and they get more selective, they're never going to have a long-term relationship. He's probably going to step out on them. So here we have women now, I guess, that don't want to improve themselves. They want a schleppy guy. And the kind of soft, you know, well-to-do, or I should say the average guys don't want a really pretty successful woman. So again, another example of why no one wants to date anyone anymore and no one knows what's going on. And no one knows who to do what and how. And everybody's trying to figure out how to make relationships last. And the truth is, they just don't last anymore. Casual dates, fine. Have a little bit of fun. But if you're looking for something serious, I don't think you're ever going to find anything personally. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. I really appreciate it. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and go check out some of my older work. None of it's really time sensitive, so all of it's kind of good stuff to check out. And make sure you're subscribed, because a lot of people have become unsubscribed for some reason recently. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, dating is for chumps. Thank you.